Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. We have news about two important safety recalls. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention says do not eat any Kellogg's Honey Smacks cereal, regardless of package size or Best Buy date. The cereal has been linked to an outbreak of salmonella. About 130 people have gotten sick in 36 states. A voluntary recall began in June, but the CDC says that more people have gotten ill, meaning Honey Smacks could still be on shelves in some homes and stores. The CDC and FDA are investigating anyone who still has a box should throw it away and contact Kellogg's for a refund. And Toyota has recalled about 192,000 Prius vehicles in the U.S. Certain 2016 to 2018 Prius hybrids could have a wiring harness that rubs against a cover on the car's power control unit. That could wear down the covering on the wires, leading to a possible short circuit and even fire. The company will notify owners by mail. They can also visit toyota.com/recall. Dealers will inspect and repair the cars free of charge. Well, Tropical Storm Gordon touched down this week, tearing through Mississippi, Louisiana, and parts of Alabama with 70-mile-per-hour winds and heavy rain. The storm turned deadly in Florida when a tree fell on a mobile home, killing a child inside. The National Weather Service has issued tornado warnings in South Alabama and the Florida Panhandle, and flooding is still a major concern over the next few days. And former Republican Senator John Kyle was named successor to Senator John McCain after he passed away last month. McCain's wife, Cindy, tweeted out her support, saying, "John Kyle is a dear friend of mine and John's. It's a great tribute to John that he is prepared to go back into public service to help the state of Arizona." And this woman dipping her chicken finger into her soda at the U.S. Open has sparked outrage on social media, with some calling it a heinous crime. That's Alexa Greenfield. She says her dad used to do it when she was a child to cool off her chicken fingers, and she's been hooked ever since. So the obvious question, does she drink the soda afterwards? Think about that while we move on to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. So, Nicole, it's been a big week for Amazon.
That's right, Chris. And just a month after Apple hit $1 trillion in market value, Amazon briefly became the second company to reach that milestone. As for who's next, tech giants Microsoft and Google parent company Alphabet are both less than 20% away from that highly coveted club. A new study finds that one-third of employees would take a 20% cut to work 4 days a week. If you're wondering if this will work, a New Zealand company recently tested this and found employees maintain their job performance while reducing stress levels. Social media and search giants, including Google and Facebook, have been hit with a class action lawsuit from a pro-Trump group who claims that they conspired against conservatives.
Okay, what's the basis for this lawsuit?
Well, Freedom Watch claims its growth on social media platforms came to a complete halt and reduced its audience base and revenue.
Interesting story. Thanks, Nicole. Also joining us, Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. Danielle, I hear lying might not be such a bad thing.
Well, Kristen, honesty is the best policy, or is it? Researchers say you should teach your kids to lie, and here's why. A study shows preschool kids who knew how to lie about, for example, where they hid their snacks produced higher test scores, were more focused, and were better planners. It takes two skill sets to lie, apparently, self-control and theory of mind. And by the way, kids already know how to lie by the age of two. And a new study shows one in three men don't read nutrition labels because, well, according to research, they don't understand what they're looking at. Numbers show only 65% of men look at labels compared to 95% of women. Experts believe it's because the information is difficult to understand. A new study says your wedding date may determine if you're going to end up divorced. Researchers analyzed nearly a million couples and found that Valentine's Day is the worst day to get married. 21% of people who got married on V-Day ended up facing D-Day, as in divorce, within 5 years. Couples who get married on special dates like 9999 are also likely to get divorced. Researchers say these couples tend to focus on a perfect marriage rather than a realistic marriage. And that's what you need to know. Kristen, I got married around the holidays. We're still going strong. What about you?
Well, I got married on April 5th, which I just found out is National Burrito Day. Thanks, Danielle. Time now for this week's Page Six Fix. Labor Day is a time to honor America's workforce. It's also a time for one last big summer bash. Carlos Greer has details on how our favorite stars celebrated. Hey, Carlos.
Well, Kristen, as good as your holiday weekend might have been, it probably wasn't as good as the Kardashians. They held their traditional Labor Day barbecue with some of their favorite celebrity friends, including Bella Hadid. Kourtney brought her guac game while Bella was in charge of slicing watermelons. And about that rumored fling between Drake and Kimmy, she says, never happened, end of story. Then from Bill Clinton to Aziz Ansari looking very chummy with a new mystery woman, it seems everyone was at the U.S. Open this weekend. But it was Game of Thrones star Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas who stole the show. The couple appeared to be hamming it up for the cameras in an over-the-top makeout. Joe is also spotted arm-in-arm with his brother Kevin in some kind of drinking game. And while the world waits for a glimpse of Cardi B's new baby, the rapper did give us a teaser of Culture's little hand. And in a bold move, Offset just debuted his new tattoo of baby Culture's name on his cheek. And that's this week's Page Six Fix. See you next time.
Thanks, Carlos. For the latest news and gossip, watch Page Six TV. Check your local listings. Alrighty, there are many factors to consider when buying a home. And for millennials, pets are at the top of the list. A recent survey by Realtor.com found that 89% of millennials who have bought a home this year are also pet owners. 79% of them said they would walk away from an otherwise perfect home if it didn't meet their pets' needs. 45% of pet owners say they're looking for a large yard. It was the most desired feature in the survey. 36% say they're looking for any outdoor space. 26% said they wanted durable flooring. Those with older pets also tend to be concerned about buying a place with too many stairs. Dogs were the most popular pet, followed by cats and birds. The website's chief marketing officer said, "It's heartwarming to find that people will put their pets' needs first, even when it comes to one of the biggest financial decisions they will ever make." Okay, one of America's most prestigious schools has been sued for discrimination, and the U.S. government is taking sides. Harvard is being sued by a group that includes applicants rejected from the school who claim the university discriminates against Asian American students. Students for Fair Admissions alleges that Harvard limits the number of Asian Americans it admits and holds them to a higher standard than students of other groups. In a press release, the Department of Justice said Harvard's race-based admissions process significantly disadvantages Asian American applicants compared to applicants of other racial groups. The DOJ also criticized a subjective personal rating the school gives to applicants based on traits like likability. The government says it's vague. The school said race is just one of many factors it looks at and points out the Supreme Court allows race to be considered in admissions. A spokesperson said Harvard does not discriminate against applicants from any group. A trial is expected to begin this October. There's nothing worse than spending a ton of money on something only to find out it's cheaper somewhere else. Don't you hate that? Well, maybe there is one thing worse. Paige Failing from Fox 46 Charlotte is here to tell us what it is. Hi, Paige.
Well, I will tell you one thing that's worse, spending a ton of money on groceries and then having it rot in your fridge before you ever get to eat it. Experts say to keep this from happening, just put a little thought into your placement in the fridge. Any meats should be kept on the bottom where there's less chance for contamination drippage there. Eggs to the middle where it's nice and cold. Any leftovers, maybe prepackaged foods that could have openings, keep those up top where they're not open to other things falling in. Now, doors are the warmest part of the refrigerator. Keep that in mind. A good spot then for cheese, beverages, condiments, maybe other dairy products that could fit there. And finally, get this, fruits and vegetables should go in the bottom drawers that are often labeled, Kristen, fruits and vegetables.
Seems pretty straightforward. Thanks, Paige. This next one's kind of a shocker. A growing number of teenagers are undergoing cosmetic procedures, and doctors are raising questions about safety. According to a new study by the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, almost 230,000 surgeries were performed on teens in 2016. The most common procedure was nose surgery. There were another 160,000 non-surgical procedures. The most popular were laser hair removal and Botox. The study authors say part of the increase is due to social media. The average millennial takes over 25,000 selfies in their lifetime. Posting them online brings instant feedback. But the doctors also point out that many of the procedures haven't been studied to see if they're safe for teens. So the study issues guidelines for when plastic surgery is appropriate. They say nose surgery should wait till patients are at least 15. Other procedures like liposuction or Botox are only recommended for those over 18. The doctors want to remind teens and parents that plastic surgery is real surgery. Okay, when the season changes, so should your purse, which is why we have today's top 30 steal. A Milan crossbody wristlet combo handbag at a special 81% discount. These chic handbags double as wristlets, so they're perfect for every occasion. It makes going from daytime to nighttime a breeze. Instead of transferring all of your stuff, you just have to change the strap. You get to choose between 5 beautiful fall colors, and they're crafted from durable, high-quality vegan faux leather. The gold accents are beautiful, and everybody loves a purse with a lot of pockets. The Milan Crossbody Wristlet Combo Handbag retails for $130. But today you can buy it for just $24. That's an 81% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. In today's hometown stories from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, a restaurant in Lakeland, Florida is taking the concept of pay it forward to a whole new level. The sub shop is allowing customers to prepay for a first responder's lunch. And the next time a law enforcement official comes in, they'll be treated to a free sandwich. The shop owners say a free lunch is the least they can do to say thank you to those who serve. In our second story from Fox 9 Minneapolis, one man has made it his mission to clean up a lake overridden with pollution. Lake Hiawatha is a beautiful recreation center, but a sewer storm pipe empties trash into the water without any form of filter. So Sean Connedy, a professor at the University of Minnesota Arts, uses his free time to clean it up. So far, he's picked up more than 4,000 pounds of trash over the course of 3 years. And he says he wants to raise awareness about pollution and advocate for a water filtration system. And in our final story from Fox 11 Los Angeles, Beep Baseball is an adapted version of baseball for the blind. And it's very similar to the regular game. The ball is about the size of a softball, and when you pull out a small pin, a beeper goes off. The louder the sound, the closer the ball is to you. The San Gabriel Panthers are a beep ball team based in Southern California. They're the first team from the area to be registered with the National Beep Baseball Association, and they plan to create an inclusive beepball league throughout the state of California. Did you know nearly half of Americans aren't sufficiently active? Recent studies suggest workout gamification may help improve that statistic. And with more, we're joined by health and wellness expert Christine Lucida, author of The Right Fit Formula. Christine, I love when you stop by.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, so workout gamification, what is that? And can it help us?
Right. Well, gamification is simply turning non-gaming activities into games by either hitting certain milestones or earning points through apps. Do you remember when we were kids and we got that gold star for doing a good job?
Yes, I love those gold stars.
Me too, right? And this seems to have the same effect because it's a form of praise, and praise is a powerful motivator.
Okay, but what if you're not one of those people who like count steps with the bracelets? I'm totally not that girl. Or what if you're not a technology person? How else can you motivate yourself?
Start off by setting the bar very low, because nothing is more motivating than completing a task. So when you start off with something small that you know you can do, this instantly builds motivation and confidence.
I love that. Okay, what else do you suggest?
Okay, so bring back play into your workout routine. Remember when being sweaty was fun?
Yes, I do.
Yes, right.
Not so much anymore, but I remember thinking back.
Yes, and so when we're having fun, we're gonna wanna repeat it and naturally become more active. And lastly, celebrate your small successes. Whatever your body can do in the moment and whatever time you are able to dedicate, just celebrate. This is very motivating.
I love that, because a lot of times we focus on what we didn't do instead of the little thing we were able to do.
Yes.
Great advice, Christine. Thank you. All right, moving right along, a highly anticipated movie is getting rave reviews. I can't wait to see this. And Jason Matheson, host of The Jason Show on Fox 9 in Minneapolis, is here to tell us all about it. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Kristen. Well, good news for what's being called one of the most anticipated movies in the year. For me personally, I wanted to see it ever since I saw the trailer, and I'm talking about the 74th remake of A Star Is Born. It recently premiered at the Venice Film Festival to a lot of fanfare, and Lady Gaga looking like Marilyn Monroe. She looked great. And here's the good news. Other than Gaga looking great, the movie is great. Critics are raving, including critics from The Telegraph, Vulture.com. One reviewer is even saying it's the best directorial debut since Robert Redford directed Ordinary People in the early 80s, because as you may or may not know, Bradley Cooper not only stars in A Star Is Born, but he is behind the camera as well. Can't wait to see it. Kristen?
Me neither. I am so excited for this movie. Thanks, Jason. And by the way, you can catch The Jason Show now streaming nationwide on Hulu. All right, a really heartwarming story here. 8-year-old Taylen Orton was left in tears after he was yelled at and bullied during his first youth football league practice. Taylen has cerebral palsy, and his mom, Carrie Wilmoth, said he kept asking her why he wasn't good enough and even cried himself to sleep that night. To help lift his spirits, some members of the Findlay High School football team in Ohio surprised Taylen at school by asking him to join them on the sidelines for all of their home games this season.
Hey, you want to come home? You want to come hang with us on game days?
Yeah! Last Friday night, Taylen was given his very own jersey and led the Trojans out to the football field before their big game. His mom said, Friday night was the highlight of his little life. I have never seen his face so lit up. It's so great to see kids making a positive difference in their community. For nearly 60 years, Bob Mackey has designed for some of the world's most glamorous entertainers. And this November, creations from his iconic collection will be up for auction. And with a preview of the items for sale, we're joined by Martin Nolan of Julian's Auctions. Martin, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
So, Martin, I understand there are incredible items designed for comedy legends like Julie Louis-Dreyfus, Carol Burnett, but the bulk of the items were designed for Cher.
Yes, and Bob worked with Cher for over 51 years and still working with Cher today. And then, of course, that sunflower, that yellow jumps out. And, of course, Sonny is right there with Cher. He's wearing the same matching suit.
I would wear that today, by the way. I love that. That's what fashion does. It recycles.
Exactly. With those bell bottoms, you could rock it, Kristen. Absolutely.
And if I remember correctly, there the striped dress, you know, that I would also wear today. There was a special guest on that episode. Let's take a look at that.
Mr. O.J. Simpson.
And also really exciting, you have the dresses worn by Cher and Tina Turner when they did this huge performance. Was this Shame, Shame, Shame?
Absolutely. So iconic performance, wearing like their body suits, like with strings down, with mirrors on them that Bob created. Such an illusion on stage when they spin around, it almost looked like a disco ball.
So, Martin, how much do you think this stuff is going to go for?
Yeah, we estimate the dresses in the range of 3,000 to 5,000. Well, that's conservative. When you think of Bob Mackie and Cher or Carl Burnett or Tina Turner, like a double whammy of celebrity, highly collectible, so iconic. People love them.
Yeah, and really, they're priceless. Let's be real.
Absolutely.
Martin, so much fun talking to you. Best of luck at the auction.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's move on now. Kids' meals may soon ditch the soda, in California at least. The California State Assembly recently passed a bill that would require water or unflavored milk to be the default drink option for kids' meals. The bill applies to all restaurants that offer kids' meal combos that pair a food option with a drink. And its goal is to fight childhood obesity and other diseases linked with high sugar consumption. Customers can still order drink alternatives like soda or juice, but they would need to specifically ask for it. One of the bill's sponsors, State Assemblyman Kevin McCarty, said kids' meals shouldn't come with a side order of diabetes, obesity, or cardiovascular disease. But critics say the government shouldn't step in to decide what children should drink. Instead, they say that decision should be left to parents. The bill needs to be approved by the state Senate before it can be signed into law. Only time will tell if other states follow California's lead and pass similar laws themselves. There are some companies in Canada using an artificial intelligence outsource to streamline the hiring process. That means your next interview could be with a robot. Jahan Zaib Ansari founded Naukri, an AI that creates a shortlist for employers using an algorithm based solely on qualifications and experience, as well as facial and speech analysis. The idea came after Ansari experienced what he calls name discrimination when he was jumping into the workforce. Naukri analyzes video responses from potential employees, and then those candidates are rated based on how well their answers fit certain job attributes. Employers are then provided with a shortlist of the best candidates, but no names or faces are attached, ensuring the unbiased process. According to Naukri, their AI provides more diversity than traditional methods, with an average of 17% more people of color and 6% more women. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for joining us. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Scientists have found the filthiest place in the airport. Plus, Malika Chopra joins us with tips on how families can stay stress-free during the school year. And being paralyzed didn't stop this veteran from cycling 1,500 miles. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.